So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
She's back, and she is back to talk about the red hot, yes, red hot Minnesota Wild. They've won five consecutive games. They've won seven of their last eight, and she joins us now courtesy of the John Schuster Cole Banker Hotline. Jesse Pierce, it's fun, and it's a great time to be a Wild fan right now, right?
It certainly is. I mean, if you're sad and downtrodden about that team in purple in Minneapolis, we are happy to have you over in St. Paul.
Isn't that something? Hey, real quickly, I was out earlier, and a gentleman says, hey, I love listening to your show. He says, I am praying for some snow here. And I was like, bro, you know, I'm not in love with snow. You know that I mean, I'm fine with snow, but I like it hot, right? And I'm like, why are you praying for snow? He said to me that he is praying for snow because he is looking forward to the thirst trap of Jesse Pierce in a bikini in snow. No lie. I'm like, what? I'm like, hold on, man. I don't know you like that, bro. I don't know you like that. You are waiting for the – so now it is on record that Jesse Pierce, we have hockey fans, we have Minnesotans that are eagerly awaiting the thirst trap of you in a bikini in the snow. Your thoughts?
Hey, I'm nothing but if a brand. You know, I'm glad my brand is both bikinis and Taco Bell, which probably contradict each other when you're really thinking in the grand scheme of it. But I guess anything for the people. We give the people what we want over here.
My goodness.
There were some traveling media members that roll through once in a while and give me a hard time about that, too. And they're like, oh, it's going to get cold out there pretty soon. I was like, yeah, you know it. Like, I'll do it for the people.
Well, I'm just saying, Jesse, now you got to give the people what they want. Like if we have a snowstorm on Christmas Day, you got to get out there and you got to do a vid for the people because the people will be eagerly awaiting it.
I'm just always working, always hustling, you know? It works.
Hey, by the way, before we get into the Wild, because that's what we want to talk about, is it true that you're going to be – will you be at either the X or Mariucci for World Juniors? Because, you know, your boy's going to be in the house.
Which we love. I love that the studio's rebranded for the World Juniors, too. I heard that on the intro. But I will be at – I believe I am going to be permanently stationed – at Grand Casino. I'm probably going to try to sneak over to Mariucci once in a while, but most of my coverage will be on U.S. and the teams at Grand Casino in St. Paul, and then obviously for the medal rounds too. How about you? Are you roaming?
I'm going to be roaming. Well, the really cool thing about it, because I was part of the webinar last week, is that, you know, the weeks leading up, there's going to be Mankato will be a site. We know that Duluth will be a site. So it's going to be like some, you know, those lead up, you know, kind of like leading up into what the final teams are going to be. There's going to be some hockey before the hockey.
Oh, gosh. There can't be enough. I love what Minnesota Sports and Entertainment have been doing to build it. The Fan Fest is going to be great. You've got the pre-tournament in Duluth, too, as you'd mentioned, Mankato, Bemidji. I'm super excited. I'm excited for people to get a taste of international hockey. I'm obviously biased, right? Like, I worked at USA Hockey. I still work with them. So I've been obsessed with this tournament for the past 15, 20 years. And now it's finally coming here to St. Paul, and I'm just excited for hockey fans to dip into it. I know it might be a little weird at first. You might not know a lot of the names, but I promise it's going to be fantastic hockey.
The entire month of November, the Minnesota Wild have been red hot. What has been the biggest difference between the Wild now as opposed to the start of the year? Is it the fact that they are getting healthier? Is it just simply put that the defense and the goaltending has been much better? Where do you begin?
I mean, Matt Zuccarello will tell you it's because he came back, because as soon as he came back, they really flipped the switch. The month changed. It could be that. Marcus Foligno has a mustache. Maybe it's that. I'm not really sure what it is that they decided to lock in. But my goodness, from a team that had won three games in the month of October to now 9-1-1, the hottest team in November. Jesper Velsted, I think, is probably the easy point, too. Philip Gustafson doing his part, too. But it is. It's goaltending, as you mentioned. And it's the defense. The defense has tightened things up so wonderfully. Like, they were my biggest concern in October. To see them kind of do a complete 180 and then on top of that get the goaltending in the back, chef's kiss. I couldn't be more proud of this team.
What is the slogan, the Wall of St. Paul? Is that what it is? So
it's funny because I think it's actually, I believe it was dubbed. So when he was drafted in the first round by Minnesota, I believe somebody somewhere, and I wish I knew who to pay credit to, but I think they said the Great Wall in St. Paul. Now, I have since shortened it, and I think I say the Wall of St. Paul. I think all of it, either way, right? The brick wall, whatever you want to do, because he certainly is a guy who's not letting anything get past him.
Well, now has somebody went ahead and trademarked that? The reason why I ask that is because I saw on, I can't remember which brand or which site that I follow on Instagram or whatever, but those T-shirts are now being sold.
I mean, I don't know, because it's a slogan, so I always get confused as to how to trademark such things, right? Like, they're words that people say, and you could attribute it to anybody. I'm sure it's not.
Yeah, but somebody can always trademark it. So, like, for instance, with the Pat Riley, he trademarked was it the three-peat? I think it was the three-peat back when he was with the LA Lakers.
Oh, really? See,
yes.
That's another thing that I would have had no idea.
Yeah, seriously. Well, I mean, I don't know how.
You can do it. I think it's available, Lake. If you're looking to sling some coin and get that, I mean, trademark it. It could be yours.
Nah, I'm going to try to go ahead and trademark Barnum Beauties.
That one, it is already trademarked. Got you there. We locked that one up.
I love it. All right, so you just, you know, we're talking about how hot they've been, and we talk about the goaltending. Would you say that, I mean, I think with Gustafson, I think that people look at him and he's kind of, I don't want to say he's taking a step back. I'm trying to figure out how to position this, because when you talk about the Wall in St. Paul and you talk about Wallstead, he's getting a lot of the glitz and the glam because he has been so dominant, but it's not as though Philip hasn't been great as well.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, right now you have the best problem, and that is two really good goaltenders. There is nothing against the rule that says you can't do that. In hockey, you're obviously just very accustomed to having one hot goalie. It's very rare that you have two. I mean, and the way John Hines is approaching it, too, it seems a little odd. You had Philip Gustafson get a shutout the night before and then come back, and Jesper Velsted gets a shutout. So it's a very rare situation to not just ride that hot hand, but right now, together, they are keeping that streak going. I mean, I fully expect to see Philip Gustafson in Chicago. That'll be a huge game because that's a division rival where you need another 2 points. The Hawks playing well. But it is. I think Jesper is getting the fanfare because people have been lauding him since they drafted him. Again, he had been projected as this incredible goaltender. And then last year, down in the AHL, it didn't work. It was a bad, bad year for him. So I think to even see him rise out of the ashes like a phoenix, too, is probably why you're getting more excitement. Plus, three shutouts in four games is absolutely absurd. Now, Philip Gustafson has two of his own. So it's, again, not that he's slouching, but I think, yes, there's just so much excitement around this young kid who you were very worried about after the way he performed last year.
Talking to Jesse Pierce, host of the Bar Down Beauties podcast, NHL.com, joining us here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. We know that Kirill Kaprizov is kind of like the guy that every single Wild fan gets super excited about. But here in the state of hockey, we get excited about other players. And I know that there's one that you can talk about and his progression that I even text you about a week ago, or maybe it was like 4 or 5 days ago when he scored a goal, is one Matt Boldy. Matt Boldy continues to just kind of impress me. It seems like every time that I click over to see what's going on with the Wild, he ends up scoring. Your thoughts on just kind of the season he's having?
Again, like, you can have two hot goaltenders. Nobody said you can't have two superstars on your team. Minnesota's just not used to that. And while Matt Boldy isn't necessarily Kirill Kaprizov or Connor McDavid or Nathan MacKinnon status yet, he is well on his way. I think earlier this season, before the year started, Kirsten and I both had agreed that we could see Matt Boldy outscoring Kirill at some point, maybe starting this year. It's just, that's how talented of a guy he is. Last year, he really matured and took that next step. He was still lacking a little bit of that consistency, but he started to use his body a little bit more. And this year, he's kind of put the pieces all together. He had, you know, a little slow in between and out the gates, but so it was the whole team. And now that the whole team's clicking, him and Joel Eriksson-Ek and Marcus Johansson doing some really, really great things. And Boldy's getting time on the PK too, which 10 years ago, you would never see a superstar play on the penalty kill, but Boldy being able to do that, help with that aggressive offense. I'm so excited because, again, he's a kid that I have loved seeing come out of the U.S. National Development Program. I loved when the Wild drafted him, and I love just seeing him continue to grow and grow. Sky's one that you still have not seen near the best of Matt Boldy yet.
You know, interesting week for the Wild because they face Chicago this Wednesday. They're in Chicago, but then on Friday, Black Friday, they take on Colorado, and then it's a back-to-back. They take on Buffalo the next night. That's kind of an interesting 24 hours. I always find it interesting when we have back-to-backs just in the world of sports.
Well, and it's a weird situation where it's a 2:30, I think, on Friday, and
yep,
then it's a 7 o'clock on Saturday, right? So
yep,
it's a different back-to-back. We've seen a lot of 5-5s this year so far going to Chicago. Luckily, that's a quick 40-minute trip, so they'll be kind of in and out there. It's going to be real interesting because Friday is going to be a doozy of a matchup. You talk about hot teams. Colorado has won 9 straight last year. You know, they kind of were a little off their game. They are back on. The Colorado Avalanche are everything and more this year. So that's kind of the one that I'm looking at. I mentioned the Hawks, too. That's another big one. And then Saturday against Buffalo, you should win. I'm hoping Buffalo's kind of started to turn things around there, too. They've got some really talented players. But that one is probably your easier of the three. But it's definitely a tall task this week for the Minnesota Wild.
All right, so are you cooking the Thanksgiving dinner, or is the family traveling somewhere for it?
You know, we're doing a little bit of both. Because we've got that hockey game on Friday, I'm not able to head up and see my mom, so she is coming down from International Falls, and we are going to my brother and sister-in-law's, and my sister-in-law gets very nervous about hosting, so she had asked if I could come early and help her cook, and I said, absolutely, as long as the wine is poured early as well. And we're going to make it work. It's going to be good. It should be a large meal. She's got quite the menu that we are cooking up, but I'm always excited to lend a hand in the kitchen.
What's the best part of the or the best menu item that you love for Thanksgiving?
Oh, good question. I mean, I like turkey. Turkey's good. I suppose I'm kind of bland. I don't put – you want to hear my hot take? I don't put gravy on my mashed potatoes.
So you probably don't want to hear this because somebody, a listener, didn't like this last week. But I mean, I don't care about mashed potatoes on Thanksgiving. Like, I can get mashed potatoes year round. So
sure.
That's not really my thing, and it's not even close. Everybody knows this about me. Christmas and Thanksgiving, it's all about the dressing.
Okay.
That's my favorite thing. And everybody has a different, like, what your favorite is what your favorite is. But, like, for me, that's the first thing that goes on the plate is the stuffing.
I'd agree. I think the stuffing, and I make a really good with like the homemade bread pieces too. Like, I'm a big fan of doing it that way, kind of very old school.
Well, let me be the judge.
So, anytime. I'm willing to serve it up. It looks a little weird. Even my husband was like, "What is that?" He's used to just like.
Oh, she said it looks weird.
No,
I don't know. I don't know.
No shade to the stovetop, but you gotta go. Gotta go classic. Put a little extra effort into that stuffing. It's pretty damn good.
That's awesome. Well, Jesse, thanks for being on the show this evening. I am off after tonight for the next week and a half, 2 weeks. But we will be talking to you soon. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Sounds good, buddy. You too. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Take care. That's Jesse Pearson of Bar Down Beauties Podcast, NHL.com, joining us here on The Late Show. We will take a break. We'll come back, and we've got Bite of the Night. That's next.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
All right, it's time for Bite of the Night, and I love this Bite of the Night because one of the athletes in professional sports that I really feel like has to rein themselves in and get their act together and just kind of, you know, calm down is Ja Morant. I know that Ja Morant is an extremely talented basketball player. But Ja Morant runs his mouth a little bit too much for my liking, and he's had his issues off the court, okay? Clearly, it was widely discussed and documented, him with the firearms. He had the multiple issues. We had the assault at his home, and then he flashed a gun, and he also had the video in the strip club with the gun, and he's getting a lap dance and other things going on, but whatever. And I'm not saying that all of our athletes have to be angels. It's not like that. But when you haven't won anything, and when you haven't done anything, and you are kind of the face of the franchise and you're viewed as a malcontent, you might want to focus on the task at hand. Ja Morant, who was on the bench recently, had the nerve to talk smack to four-time NBA champion Klay Thompson, future Hall of Famer Klay Thompson, and Klay didn't have time for it. After the game, because they got, you know, Ja kind of, you know, was talking his stuff, and Klay had some things to say back to him, Klay Thompson was asked about it post-game, and this is what he had to say.
And then with Ja, he's a funny guy. He has a lot to say all the time, especially for a guy who rarely takes accountability. But you know what? That's for another day.
What did Ja have to say on this occasion?
Nothing of intelligent depth. It was really just his just running his mouth. And he's been running his mouth for a long time. And it's funny to run your mouth when you're on the bench. It's kind of the story of his career so far, just leaving us wanting more. You know, we all want to see him out there and do his best, but he's just been letting a lot of other stuff get in the way of that. And we need that in the NBA. We need our best players to be out there. And when you're a star, it comes with a great responsibility. And I hate to see that go to waste.
I love what Klay Thompson had to say there. Because, and follow me on this. I love what he had to say, and I love how he went about it. Because he did two things. He put John Morant on blast for being a guy with a big mouth who hasn't won a damn thing, number one. Number two, I love the way that he actually complimented John Morant at the same time. Because he said, you know, when you are as talented as you are, us here in the league, we want to see the most talented players do special things. And that's what he said about John Morant. So he let it be known. Dude, I respect your talent. I think that you are phenomenal when you focus in on being a really good basketball player. But all this other stuff, the nonsense, we can do without.
Well, and if it comes from someone of Klay Thompson's stature, maybe that's what it takes. You know, maybe it's somebody within the league and somebody who has, you know, won championships, who has had the success. Maybe it's time for him to say, hey, get your head out of your rear end. Let's go. Become disciplined. Because it is one thing to say, hey, he was talking some smack. He shouldn't have talked any smack. He was just kind of being a nincompoop. But then also in the same breath to say, I want to see him out there because he's one of the best players we have. So it wasn't accusatory, but it was just like, dude, know your role. Get on the court. That's what you need to do.
And somebody from the text line says that's the most intelligent answer ever. I don't like, that's why people have said to me or asked me, I've had two or three people ask me about John Morant, would you trade for John Morant if you're the Wolves? I would not, because I don't want the things that come along with John Morant.
There's a lot of baggage.
I think that there's baggage with John Morant. I don't think that he's the most mature guy in the world, and I don't want to hear stuff about his age. He's been in the league long enough, okay? He knows right from wrong, so I'm concerned about that. Number two, I think that you would have to part with things that you don't necessarily want to part with, and I don't think he's the missing piece to winning an NBA title. If you're talking about you're going to give up a number one or picks in Rudy and all that, like, that doesn't make you better. But all you're doing is getting a guy, but then you've got other pieces that you're going to be without. So yeah. I'm not in favor of that. That doesn't make me feel good. And I am over guys that just can't figure it out. Like Ja Morant, man, you're not a rookie, bro. You've been in this league long enough. Get your act together.
Yeah. At what point does the whole rookie? We're all young, right? The thing is, it doesn't matter. Maybe because you've got more pressure being a professional athlete, you've got access to more amenities, more luxuries, more things that maybe you shouldn't have access to, but they become available to you. But it just boils down to someone maturing and growing up. And some people will never do that. And this is Anthony Edwards' team, but I would not want anybody coming in thinking that they could muddy the waters with Anthony Edwards. You know what I mean? Just in terms of like attitude, not being like, hey, this is my team. It's like, this is Anthony Edwards' team. I don't want anything to come in that might be a negative influence on him. I feel like Anthony Edwards, you have to do everything in your power just to keep him focused and moving forward so he doesn't get sidetracked.
Ja Morant is making $40 million a year. $40
million.
I mean,
not worth every penny.
I'm not going to sit here and say I will be a saint, but I'd be close for that amount of money.
I mean,
I'd be on a straight and narrow.
Yeah, for $40 million, if you can't keep your poop in a group, then that's a character flaw on you. For $40 million, I would do it for $4 million. I would keep my nose clean for a year for $4 million.
Coming up next, we'll take a look at the local weather. And Republicans, I don't want the Republicans taking away my Christmas gifts. I'll explain next on The Lake Show. I want my gifts. If my sister is listening, I want my gifts. if my cousin in Atlanta is listening, I want my gifts. I want all of my Christmas gifts. We typically, we are blessed here at Odyssey in that the boss man, Brad Lane, he hooks us up with a Christmas gift. And we appreciate it. Brad, we love it. It could be from various different, you know, establishment companies, whatever, you know, gift cards here, there, whatever. We love it. I want all my gifts. I don't want Republicans taking away my Christmas gifts. And I'm saying that, and I'm having a little bit of fun at their expense. But seriously, I saw a very funny comeback from, she calls herself Politics Girl, Leah McGowan, on CNN. And we're going to play a clip for you guys. And the clip is her responding to a segment on Fox, okay? So Fox, because everybody's worried about inflation, the economy, all this stuff, and we're thinking about navigating the holiday season, right? And I said this over a month ago. I said I'm probably going to spend a little bit less this year with regards to the Christmas holidays going into the new year, and it's going to be on myself. Like the I'm going to not take advantage of sales items the way that I typically do. I'm going to make sure that the money that I spend this holiday season is focused in on my loved ones and those that I typically get gifts for. That's what I will focus on doing. But when we talk about Christmas gifts, listen to Leah McGowan's reaction on CNN to the Fox News clip that you're going to hear as well.
Okay, my point is, your side of the aisle knows that the prices are bad. They knew that the job numbers were bad in the summer, so they fired the girl that gave us the numbers. They knew that the job numbers were bad in August, so they hired a yes man to do it. Then they didn't release them for October because the job numbers are terrible. And they know that the economy is terrible because they're on Fox News saying, by the way, for Christmas this year, you don't need to buy gifts for anyone over 18 or anyone under 3.
Let me play that soundbite.
Do you have that? Oh, my God.
Stop. Remember, adults don't need gifts, okay? Focus on the people in your life who are age 3 to 18. Grandma doesn't need slippers. If they don't live by you, don't get them a gift.
What? Bro, okay. If you want to talk about that, killing Christmas, like, they are literally priming their audience for not having enough money to buy presents. So you tell me you think the economy is good, you are
don't
wrong.
Get your grandma those slippers. So,
how dare you tell people to not buy their grandparents slippers? How dare you say that grandma can't get a gift?
Grandma don't need slippers. Grandma needs a candle.
How dare you say that grandpa can't get that John Deere item that he wants? How dare you say that?
Got to get him that $100,000 combine.
Get her done. Like, seriously?
It is ridiculous how you hear it and it sounds kind of absurd. Well, only 3 to 18. Okay, so I got news for you. Anybody that's had kids, that first Christmas, that kid is getting the hell spoiled out of them. They don't know what's going on. But they are getting a ton of Christmas presents, okay? When they're one, when they're two, when they're five, when they're 10. And what, you're 18? So, okay, I'm sorry, 18, you are legally an adult, you are emancipated, there are no more Christmas gifts for you. I mean, come on, man, is that really what we're doing? Is that really, and if they don't live by you, we are such a nomadic society now. How many people live within, you know, a stone? This is not Everybody Loves Raymond where you got people living across the street. Like, people live far away from their families. Are you not supposed to buy them and mail them something? Or buy it and have it shipped on Amazon? Or that's just ridiculous.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
People talk about messaging all the time. I just find this hilarious.
But there's nothing wrong with the economy. Nothing's wrong with the economy. Just don't buy presents for kids or adults.
And this is the reason why when people try to tell those lies about grocery prices and all this stuff, that's why you have to push back and be like, stop gaslighting us. We understand. That the prices right now are just unacceptable. You lied to us. You said from day one that groceries were going down. We are, what, 9, almost 10 months into this thing, and let's just call for what it is. You had us hoodwinked. You did not tell us any truth to this, and now we got to pivot.
It's a change in tactics. It's not a pivot. Maybe he meant after year one. Maybe there's like a year acclimation period. Maybe we misunderstood the entire messaging of what day one really meant. Maybe it's day one-ish, right? Because when you say ish, you're giving yourself a little bit of wiggle room. Maybe it meant year one-ish. Maybe that's what he meant. But, I mean, when you look at it, prices are up. You're not going... Some people, it might not, you know, they might buy less. They might buy more. Some people might look at it and be like, nah, it doesn't matter. But if you look at things, you can't say that we're in the best spot economically, financially, because we're not. I mean, it's just fact.
There's another thing that I do want to bring up that was brought to my attention last week. And I think it's concerning, and people need to pay attention to this. So what is one of the things that we've been hearing about over the course of the last 10 days or so about how President Donald Trump is going to not all the way rescind tariffs on certain items, but certain items he's going to lessen
yeah.
the tariffs in terms
yeah.
of, like, what was it, beef and...
Like coffee and bananas and, yeah, well, things that you can't...
But this is the deal, okay? You hear that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And on the surface, you're like, okay, bravo, you're changing your ways. This is the problem, though, that I've heard from several people, is that we hear that, but pay attention to the companies themselves. Because what's happening is
yep.
the tariffs will be
rescinded.
Rescinded back, not all the way 100%, but like rescinded back some, but the price will not change.
Yep.
It won't go back. So these companies won't roll back. Once they've increased them, they're not going to bring it back just because the tariffs are brought off.
No.
And that's a problem for us.
It absolutely is, because instead of our, instead of our money covering the tariff, it's just going to the company. That's it. That's all it is. You know, yeah, Walmart and Target and, you know, Cub and Hy-Vee, you know what? I'm just using these as examples.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Because I know coffee has just gone up exponentially. And you look at it and it's like, yeah, this is something that we've always purchased, and people are not going to stop buying bananas. People are not going to stop buying coffee. Because guess what? The more that it goes up, people are going to sacrifice, and they are going to make sure that coffee is one of those that they are not going to give up.
That if that coffee goes from, I'm just throwing out random numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that because of the tariff, it goes up from $5.50 to $6. Well, if they rescind some of that tariff back, it's not going back to $5.50. It's going to remain at $6. That is the consumer getting screwed over.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. One thing about this, like these tariffs have allowed these companies the flexibility to do what they want, because when they ultimately are rescind, and I got to be honest, I don't even know what tariffs are on anymore, because it's on again, off again. It's like a Ross and Rachel relationship. It's like, we're on a break. I can buy coffee now because we're on a break. I mean, I don't know, honestly, from day to day what the hell's going on with the tariffs. But I know that stuff is more expensive because the tariffs are there. Here's the thing. If you know that tariffs are paid by the American consumer and you lied to them, and some of y'all bought it, some of y'all you're still buying it. But people are having this tangible effect. At what point does he come out and say, yeah, you know what? Maybe I should rescind it. Maybe I should do more than just this little bit, because this is hurting more and more people. The rescinding of this is just a very minute possibility. And you're right. We hear it. But what happens if prices don't go down? You've given these companies the ability.
We're stuck with these prices.
We're stuck with the higher prices because the companies had to raise their prices to cover the price of the tariff. Well, guess what? We're still buying, and now they can take that money. They can take that profit. It's more profit for them.
Yeah. Coming up next, we'll get to headlines. That's next year on The Lake Show. Producer Christopher Tubbs. Man, you okay over there? You on a struggle bus?
Yeah, it just stopped.
Struggle bus.
We need automation.
Struggle bus.
Automation. Speaking of automated esports, I'm playing this, by the way, I'm playing the bet out of a different pot because it didn't come up where it was supposed to.
I got to throw you under the bus.
Oh, absolutely.
You deserve it.
Absolutely, I do. Wait, what? Yeah, you're right, I do. Hey, esports continues to grow at the University of Minnesota. New this fall at the U of M, an esports lab in the North Building at the Recreation and Wellness Center, home to their esports team. Doug Goon with Gopher Athletics says, quote, the new lab space has 20 gaming PCs, 3 console setups, a workspace conference table for coaching, and a practice sessions. Now, Goon is the esports program lead. Program's been growing since launching in 2017 with 3 teams competing in 2 separate leagues. Quote, this is an opportunity at Minnesota, specifically for Gopher Athletics, to broaden our fan base and possibly reach students who maybe aren't interested in Gopher football on Saturdays. He says the
lab. Whoa. Read that quote again.
Yeah. To broaden our fan base and possibly reach students who maybe aren't interested in Gopher football on Saturdays.
Is that a shot at the Gopher football program?
There are some people that don't really care for football. You know?
Wow.
Nearly 20 students competed. Well, I mean, after last weekend, can you blame him? They compete in 3 different game titles across 2 different leagues, including Big Esports Conference and Power Esports Conference.
Wow. This is an opportunity at Minnesota specifically for Gopher Athletics to broaden our fan base and possibly reach students who maybe aren't interested in Gopher football on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
That is a shot, direct shot at PJ Fleck rowing the boat.
Hey, you know what? Be best, PJ.
Man.
Be best.
Wow, it's gotten to that level?
You know what I call esports? Video games. Okay? Because I don't think I'm esporting when I'm playing NBA 2K.
It's in the game.
Yes. When I'm playing Madden, guess what? I'm not thinking. I'm like, man, hey, Kim, I'm esportsing. No. She's like, you're playing your game. I'm like, yeah, you're right. Hey, the man who earned the internet's ire after charging Ariana Grande at the Singapore premiere of Wicked for Good has reportedly been deported from the country. Didn't know Donald Trump was also running Singapore. Johnson Wen, the man who was taken down by security after cresting the barricade and grabbing Grande. How did he even get that close? Has been barred from re-entering Singapore following his prison time for the incident. This, according to NBC News and BBC report, he was deported to his home country of Australia. Now, he was arrested and charged in court earlier this month for being a public nuisance while serving a 9-day sentence for the incident, which ignited renewed debate over fans' increasingly violent behavior towards celebrities. Wen, who describes himself as, quote, a troll in an Instagram bio, posts videos of himself rushing the stage at various concerts, including Katy Perry, the Chainsmokers, before being hauled up by security. He posted a video of the Wicked red carpet incident, captioning, quote, Dear Ariana Grande, thank you for letting me jump the yellow carpet with you. Now, the actress, Cynthia Erivo, who plays Elphaba in the film, helped pull the man away from her co-star before security intervened, a scene in video showing multiple angles of the moment.
At some point, one of these pranksters, trolls, is going to get killed. You are not entitled to have fun at the expense of celebrities. And we do not need to have another, the tennis player.
Oh,
Monica Seles.
Monica Seles, yes.
We don't need another one of those situations. So, yeah, at some point, somebody's going to be made an example of.
How was he even able to get close to Ariana Grande?
Yeah.
Like, this whole media tour has been just massive. Let alone he got close to her. Like, you got to stay away from her. Like, that's ridiculous. Hey, and Snoopy and Sweets lovers alike can catch a new treat this holiday season. Fans will soon be able to indulge in specialty donuts centered around Charles Schulz's peanuts through a festive collaboration with Krispy Kreme. The collaboration extends an already celebratory year for the popular comic. October 2nd marked 75 years of the comic strip and its beloved characters. Now, the collaboration features a mix of fresh flavors and ones from past holiday times. The three new peanut-centric flavors are available this season. The Snoopy's Cookies and Cream Donut, which is a Snoopy-shaped donut filled with cookies and cream filling, dipped in vanilla-flavored icing, decorated with Snoopy face. The Charlie Brown Ornament Donut, which is a shell donut filled with brownie batter-flavored dipping, dipped in a yellow vanilla-flavored icing, topped with the chocolate-flavored buttercream and the zigzag shirt. And the Christmas Wreath Donut, which is a Krispy Kreme original glazed donut topped with a buttercream-flavored green swirl, yellow non-Perial sprinkles, and a Snoopy and Woodstock sugar piece.
I just want to get to Krispy Kreme here locally, please, at some point. Seriously. I think they still got lines.
Probably lines right now. Well, you know it's not going to be better this weekend. Like Black Friday, I mean, I think this could, whatever it was like on opening night, I feel like that's kind of what we're going to deal with again.
I wonder if I went tonight after the show if it will be a line still.
Oh, I'm sure. Absolutely sure you would have one.
Look, the direct shot has been taken at Gopher Football. Gopher Football this weekend, an absolute train wreck. We talked to Daniel House, gophersguru.com. He joins us next.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.